Accession number 27787, Mr. Ronald Mullins, Reel 4. Now, we were talking about these repeat voyages for quite a while, going backwards and forwards.
Oh, yes.
Did you ever realise what the horses were for?
I mean, yeah.
Because, you know, it's a modern war. What were the horses for?
The horses were to enable... The horses were to enable the army to get over the mountains.
What were they doing? What, carrying things?
Yeah.
Just horse transport?
Yeah. Well, not... They, when I say horses, I should have perhaps rephrased that and said mules.
They're mainly mules.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry.
No, that's all right. So, were they all mules or...?
Yes, they were mainly mules that we carried because they were the workhorse of the army.
And so they would basically take their pack mules.
They would be used for pack mules, yeah.
Now, any incidents on any of the voyages? I mean, because, you know, obviously, we just as things change. Cause you seem to have been with her for about a year of doing this. Even long. Anything happened?
Yeah,
were you ever attacked, or was it just a routine job for you?
No, we used to, because we used to have to go up through the Baltic to northern Italy.
Mediterranean? You said Baltic?
Yeah. Well, the Baltic Sea is the sea off of it, isn't it? No? Come on, wake your brain up.
Adriatic.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And we used to see the... Oh, dear. Used to see the Wellington bombers coming back to Yugoslavia.
What did that look like?
Ghastly.
What state were they in?
Shot to pieces. Them great holes. Some of them still had smoke coming out of them. And they'd still all be together. I used to think that was wonderful. Almost, should I say, almost like they were shepherding one another home.
They'd be quite low then, when you saw
them.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They'd be based in Italy? Or North Africa?
Possibly North Africa. They might have been in Italy, because there was a oh dear, oh dear. There was a seaplane base.
At Taranto?
In Sicily.
Alright. Now, anything else? Were you ever attacked by U-boats? Or
no. No. Never saw one of those things.
Did they make you nervous, the idea of U-boats?
Not really, because... As far as I was concerned, a lot of it was an adventure.
You didn't get nervous so much as you were just excited by it all?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be more inclined to be nervous and thinking about it more if I was to do it now, at my state of life.
So what's the next thing you remember happening? I mean, did you start drinking when you went ashore during this period, or was that...
Oh, no, no. I started drinking when I was just after completed my training. Everybody was going out to have a beer, and I was going to be the only one left in barracks, and I wasn't going to be left out.
So where would you go drinking in? Would you drink in Barry, or where would you drink ashore?
Well, we used to get an allowance on board ship.
Of what?
A couple of cans. Or, not cans, a couple of bottles.
No rum rationing?
No, not in the Merchant Navy, no.
Did you drink a lot?
Yes. I did get to that stage.
What were trips ashore like then?
They were quite good.
What would you do?
We'd go and look for a good restaurant, taste what the food was like abroad. And of course, if you got into a good restaurant, there was always a dance floor or something like that located quite close, and we used to go in there and look at the girls, chase the girls. And
would you get in trouble if you came back on board drunk?
If you was found out or caught, a lot of the time they weren't as strict as the Navy. There'd just be a watchkeeper on top of the gangway. If he was in too bad a state, or if he was in trouble, he'd do his best to stop it.
Now, what's the next thing that happens then? Backwards and forwards, I'm not quite sure how long that lasts for. What's the next thing that happens as far as you're concerned?
That lasted for quite a while. We'd done 5 or 6 trips. And of course, as things went on, so we started staying in Italy longer and longer.
In what way? Where would we stay in Italy?
Well, we'd stay in the port of Bari.
Ashore or on your boat?
No, always on the ship.
And then what?
Then we came down from there, down into Sicily, where we saw all the damage the Germans had done.
What do you mean damage? Bombing damage? Or?
Bombing damage, and because they fought for the island.
What were you doing at Sicily?
It was just a port, or a base to stop. Then we went from there down through the Suez Canal and up into Basra. Yeah, cool.
What were you doing going to Basra?
We went to collect another cargo
of horses.
No. We first stopped at Port Said, where they dismantled the ship of all the stalls and everything like that and fumigated it. And then we turned to and washed the ship.
What was that like? I mean, was there a mess down there?
Oh, was it? Not really. I don't know if you know the makeup of the ship, but the bilge is underneath and all the rubbish goes down there. And it's easily cleared away.
So you had to clear out the bilges?
Yeah.
So it's from there you went to Basra?
From there we went to Basra, yeah.
What happened there?
We just went there and loaded up a cargo. I can't tell you what it was. But we met all sorts of ships here, Americans and British.
Then what?
Then we came home. Thank God.
Anything about the voyage home?
No, it was just a...
So when would you get back? I mean, you'd set off round about December. December 42. When did you get back? You said 2 years.
That's right. 1944.
And do you know which month? What time of the year?
We came up the English Channel just about the end of, just after the Normandy landings.
So June or July?
Yes, something like that.
Now, what happened when you got home? Did you get leave like the Navy would? I mean.
Oh, yes, you'd get what they'd call paid off. You'd either agree.
Now, what did that mean when the ship was paid off?
You either agreed to come back and do another voyage, or you took your wages and went home.
Now, which did you do?
I took my wages and went home.
And what was your leave like? What was it like when you got back? You must have missed your family.
Well, yeah, I missed a bit out.
What have you missed out?
Well, we came from Basra up to Spain. We went into Valencia and loaded oranges and came home.
That's okay. So what happened when you got home? To your family in Burnto. What sort of reception did you get? You've been away from, what, 2 years?
Two years, yeah.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
What was the reception like?
Oh, fantastic. Because they didn't know I was coming home. Of course, I just got out of Burnt Oak Station and I had a damn massive great kit bag full of oranges. Brought them home.
Your brothers and sisters must have got a lot out. Well, it must have been very different from when you left.
Oh, yes. Yes, my brother, who's in Canada, had joined Ganges and gone to sea.
So how long were you at home for?
Not all that long.
So what happened next?
I went out on a little coaster, a little ship that runs between Harwich and the Hook of Holland.
Now, what was her name?
Empire Consistence.
And can you describe her? What was she like as a ship?
We used to call it an overgrown lifeboat. It was a comfortable. It was a little family. It always seemed like a family ship. We went up all round.
In what month did you join her? Roughly. You don't know. 1944, though.
1944.
So what were you doing? What was the coaster's job?
Pick up small cargoes.
What type of thing?
Small cargoes and go up into Norway. Yes, we went up into Norway, where we were treated like kings. Norway was...
I thought Norway was still occupied in 1944.
Then it must have been later. We were treated by... near the Baltic froze.
See, you couldn't have been going into the Baltic till 1945 at the earliest. If it was German.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So what were you doing in the first part on the Empire Consistency? Or it may have gone. Just tell me what you remember. We'll pick out the bones from it.
It was a. I went down to Harwich and joined. I didn't go to the Empire Consistency. I went down to Harwich and joined the. Oh, God. The troop ship coming back and forth between Harwich and the Hook of Holland. Being German troops. Come on, get a hold of yourself.
So what's the name of the ship you joined? Or do you not remember?
It was a big passenger. We filled it with troops and brought them home from the Hook of Holland to Harwich.
I presume you don't remember much about these two postings, you know, these two ships. Tell us what you do remember about them. Or is it blurred away now?
We were clearing out British troops who'd come through Germany.
So that's in 1945. Okay, so when did you leave the merchant marine? We'll cut to the end. You left in 1947, didn't you?
Yes.
And what was the background for that? Why did you decide to leave?
I got used to the home life, and I'd started courting. Not my present life. And I didn't think the sea was the right place to be.
No, And what, in what way?
If I was thinking of getting married, things like that.
So what did you do after that? Well, just very briefly now, just take a note of what you did after. What did you do as a career when you came out?
I applied to get on the buses. Well, I tossed a coin to get on the, whether I was going to go on the buses or the post office. Post office won, and they were recruiting, and I got the job straight away on the post office.
I thought you did a bit of painting and decorating, building trade first.
Yes. Yes, I'd done that as a sort of.
So that you settled back all right.
Oh yeah.
Now, what about your membership of the Royal Naval Association? Is that important to you?
Yes.
Why? Can you explain it about it?
Well, the reason it's important to me is that there was quite a bit of rivalry in the family. In my very youngest brother, who lives in Lancashire, was in the Merchant Navy. My next brother, who's in Canada, was in the Royal Navy, and always bragging about the Royal Navy. And I thought the Merchant Navy was the better of the two. I used to have a lot of arguments with people in the post office who were RNA people about the merits and that, and I always supported the Merchant Navy.
So why join the Royal Naval Association?
Because it was an association and it was the next progression for me in doing something that I wanted to do, be associated with the Royal Navy. My ambition as a boy was to go to the Royal Naval College in Dartmouth and get educated.
Now, what does the RNA do for you? Why is it so important to you now? What do you do, you know, what does it offer that you enjoy?
Well, comradeship, for one thing. I've met such a grand bunch of chaps. In more ways than one. And I got the job of vice chairman, which boosted my ego no end. And it was such a great organisation. Every time I went to a different branch or a different meeting, I'd meet people I knew, and it was so nice to be recognised.
It's a good note to end. Thank you very much indeed.